670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
Let's start at the top and work our way through it, though. He started off the press conference by saying they're going to have a statement come out, but Terrell Williams, defensive coordinator, is going to be away for the next few days. Nothing related to the incident from March. Remember, Williams was away from the team for an extended period in the offseason. There was an odd incident one day when we were at training camp where he either collapsed and or sat down on the field.
Right.
So now you have this. They're going to run tests. Vrabel said we think it's best he focuses on that. And we'll get an update later on the week, probably Friday, about who's going to call the game.
I mean, this is concerning. I mean, this has been not a long period of time, and it's already been a multiple times where he's had to be away from the team for a while. Mm-hmm. Then there was also, you remember, even in the very early stages, in like the get-to-know-the-new-coaching-staff phase, he had to hold like a Zoom press conference or whatever. He couldn't even go to the facility to do it in front of everybody. Remember that one?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, like, first and foremost, you're worried about the guy's personal and like, health life, clearly.
You hope he's okay. You want the best for him.
One game, but he's missed a lot of time.
He's coached one game.
And it's also like,
and this is the third incident health-wise, which, again, go get yourself, like, maybe you need more than just a couple of days away.
Right.
And it's his first, I get it, Keith, it's his first opportunity. He's never been a coordinator. Mm-hmm. He's worked with Vrabel before. He's been a D-line coach. It's probably, if not his dream job, certainly a promotion he's been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
So I get it. He doesn't want to blow that opportunity. He wants to make the most of it, but he probably needs more than a couple of days away just based on how this has consistently gone. So you hope everything's okay with
him. Well, then also it's a tough spot for this week when you say, all right, if he's going to be out for a few days, like he's sort of insinuating he's probably going to be away from the team Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
He's not coaching this weekend.
Right, because then what? So you have a guy who wasn't a part of the game plan all week, and then he just swoops in on Sunday and calls the plays.
Also,
like, it's either Vrabel or Zach Kerr. They mentioned Zach's name. He's the inside linebackers coach who sort of took over in the interim during camp. It'd be him.
Also, not for nothing, is mid-80s sweltering heat the best for a guy who had to sit down at training camp?
No.
So he's not coaching this weekend.
No, he usually is up in the booth. But
true.
Still,
well,
but,
that's a good point. Good point. But when it comes to the play calling, I picked up on the same thing you did. He said, me and Zach are going to talk to the... Is it possible Vrabel's calling plays on Sunday? I think so, too.
I definitely think so.
Interesting.
Because I don't think Zach Kerr has ever done that. You know, maybe he did
not
in a preseason game.
Maybe
in a preseason game. But I mean,
preseason, maybe joint practices. I think the last game against the Giants, off the top of my head, I'd have to fact check. But I think against the Giants, there was some of that. I think in joint practices, he would have had to have done some of that. Or maybe it was OTAs.
Yeah.
But he was filling in for Williams for a while. Has he done it in an NFL game? He has not.
No, I don't believe
Meaning Zach Kerr. Vrabel, obviously. Has.
Yeah, right. Vrabel definitely has. Yeah, Kerr was with the Giants last year as a defensive assistant. But prior to that, 2020 through 2023, he had various roles with the Tennessee Titans. So he's worked with Vrabel for a number of years. Last year when Vrabel was out of football, he was at least with the Giants. And now he comes over. So I think it'd be either the first time for him or Vrabel has to take away, you know, from doing what sort of like a general head coach would do and focus more on defense.
Look, we were looking for a lot of things in the press conference. That wasn't on my radar that we were going to get that update from Vrabel. So you hope Williams is okay. And you wonder if he needs more than just a couple of days away. Like, go get healthy, go get the tests.
So it's back to back bad news off the start from Vrabel's press conference.
The second exchange, it was the first question from Karen after Vrabel opened it up. He said, we're not going to see Gonzalez today.
So we just went over the Instagram story. So we can't believe everything we see on Instagram stories. He basically had I'm back or we're back.
I gave you an alternative answer to it. Maybe he meant he's back on Patriots Monday, Keith. He must be.
They get back on
so you post that and then you're not back?
Well, he's not back today.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's saying he needs to get back.
He does need to get back. I would agree on that
good
front.
Good point.
If
He's not saying he is back. It's not Slim Shady saying he's back, Keith.
No.
It's not that.
No, it's true.
He's saying get back. He needs to get back.
That's
he's
maybe
not
the
back.
Message that people are saying to him.
Correct.
Hey, get back here.
Yeah.
I need you back. So they're probably going to be without their defensive coordinator this Sunday and their best player who missed week one, who we hoped might be ready for week two, unlikely will be.
So Vrabel said, okay. I don't think we'll see him today. I take that as a we won't see him today.
Yeah.
He continues to improve and practice hard, working hard.
Great.
Keeps improving, stays engaged in the meeting rooms. That's where we're at today. So he's making an effort to make it clear thinks Gonzalez is working hard. I smell a rat there, but it's what he said. It's what the man said.
Yeah.
So take it at face value. I don't think we're going to see Gonzalez out there today, which makes me wonder why they released DJ James now.
Yeah, that is weird. Or is it one of those ones where, you know, every year you see a guy or two that like ping pongs back and forth from the roster? Is it like a transactional thing? Like he'll be back?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe no one wants him and he'll just be back on the practice squad and they know. But yeah, he said they got to continue to churn the roster. So, okay.
Keep churning that roster. Players 51, 2, and 3.
Couple other things jumped out to me. One was about when he was talking about the Dolphins personnel. I think he was asked specifically about Tyreek Hill. I'd have to re-listen to the question. But I think it was specifically about Tyreek Hill. He went through all the players. I just find it interesting who he highlights. Like last week, he didn't highlight much.
No, he was like, Bowers and Genty. I was like, yeah.
And,
we got it.
And I think eventually he got to Geno last week.
Right.
He didn't highlight much. He was asked about Tyreek. He answered about him. He highlighted Waddle and the fullback. Not by name, but the fullback. I think it's Ingold.
Ingold.
And he called... How do you think this description of Tua is?
Okay.
He said, Tua is a fantastic orchestrator. Quick delivery, extremely accurate. They have speed with the receivers, blah, blah, blah. A fantastic orchestrator. That feels like, that's a nice way of saying game manager is what it feels like he's saying.
Fancy way of saying game manager. He's an orchestra out there. Yeah. He's a musician. Yeah, he's all right. But get rid of the ball quick. Okay. Mm-hmm. But that goes back to what Xavier Howard was saying. Yeah, he gets rid of the ball quick if that guy's open. Other than that, then he's in trouble.
If you get him off his first read, he's in panic mode, and we all saw that.
He's also never lost to the Patriots. He's beaten the Patriots every time.
The Dolphins don't lose to the Patriots in Miami often.
No.
Pat's last win was 2019. That was the Antonio Brown game. The game.
He had a touchdown.
He did. Literally the Antonio Brown game with the Patriots.
1-0 with the Pats.
Tua and McDaniel have never lost to the Patriots.
Wild.
Right? Do I have that right? Tua hasn't. Did McDaniel? Was there a game McDaniel coached?
McDaniel may have, but Tua for sure hasn't. Tua, I know, is 7-0. That's actually an odd number. So, yeah, there's another game in there.
McDaniel beat him with Huntley last year, right?
Yeah, so McDaniel's probably 8-0 then. It's ridiculous.
So, I don't know why we're so confident in the big Vrabel answer this week.
I do have that.
Finally, at the end, good exchange with Curran, where we all know what Curran was asking about. Mm-hmm. It's you and McDaniels. Are you guys on the same page?
Right.
He kind of stuck to his guns on this. He's like, we've all been through this. And he said, you want to keep guys out of harm's way. Like, if you're going to get somebody blown up, like, don't do that. But sometimes if we have a look we don't love, but we called the play and it's a play we like, let's see. Because sometimes they're
best
in position.
On best.
Yeah, true.
Right. Let's do a little best on best.
Sometimes you're in position to make the tackle and you miss. Yeah. Sometimes you make guys miss. And he's like, I've been there as a player.
Oh, that's a shot at McDaniels.
But I've been there as a player.
Who's this, Ryan Clark and Peter Schrager?
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, my God, Clark.
Sometimes the way it's drawn up, just because you have a certain look, isn't the way it's going to play. Let's let our guys go out there. Did he say something like you got to let it eat? Or what did he say? He said something like that.
Yeah.
At the end where it's like, all right, well, let's just play it out. You don't want to get a guy hurt.
Right.
You don't want to put a guy in harm's way. But if we don't love a look, let's let it play out. Let's let our guys go win.
It is. It's like a baseball analogy. If your best pitch is a fastball and you're facing a hitter who hits fastballs, like, what are you going to do? You're going to give in and throw something else that you're not as good at, or are you just going to throw your best pitch and hope that it wins? And that's the thing. Like, I think that's probably the best way to take advantage of the soft schedule. Really, should you have some faith in your guys to be able to do it? Now, maybe when you're a big underdog, that's when you got to get cute. That's when you got to scheme it up. You got to hope for a lucky bounce here and there. But against the team that you have as much talent as, like, let Drake May beat the defense. Don't just be like, oh, wait a minute, let's bail out of this because we thought they were going to line up a little bit differently.
So despite him saying we want to all be on the same page, we don't want to dabble in I told you so's, which was the second part of that exchange with Curran, which sounds like, oh, no, me and McDaniels are on the same page. I'm not sure they are. And I would take that from Vrabel's answers. Again, Vrabel saying there's too much on May's plate and questioning some of the play calling and getting away from the run. There's that. There's also the way the media is reporting on it. Like, we played you the clip from Curran earlier today where he's like, yeah, they might have to put their egos in their pocket.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Josh McDaniels likes being second-guessed by the head coach. And then you have Bedard coming out, both guns, at Vrabel. And he's like, yeah, I put the loss on Vrabel.
Wow.
And I sense some sensitivity on the McDaniels side as well, but that's just a sense. I don't know that, but that's a sense.
Well, they'll have another chance this weekend to try to score more than one touchdown and silence some of the critics.
I'm disappointed in the Gonzalez. I thought for sure we were going to get Gonzalez out there.
He was back.
Me too.
Man, he threw a curveball at us there with the Instagram
story. We're being told, and this is just one text, get back is slang for revenge. I don't know who he'd be getting revenge on this weekend if he's not going to be on the field.
Get revenge on Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle then.
Yeah.
Do that.
Who's Oregon playing this week?
Oh, yeah, was this an Oregon? Was this a Ducks tweet?
It was Oklahoma. They smashed Oklahoma State last week. Who is it this week? I don't know. I should know.
It's Northwestern.
Ooh. I don't think Northwestern has beaten them.
Big rivalry game.
Where's that? Evanston?
It's in Evanston. Ducks are still favored by 27.5.
I hate to break out the drop here, but I have been there, Keith. I have called
Evanston.
I called Northeastern Northwestern at
Sip Greg, bro.
Thank you.
Well, that's a real battle.
It was not
a little civil war.
It wasn't very close on the field. It was not
Northwestern. Yeah, football or baseball?
Football on the gridiron. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you still had football when you were there.
It was there then.
Did they pack it up while you were there, or did you have it the whole time?
I think I had just graduated. I think they got rid of football 09. I graduated 08, so shortly after.
Sick brag, bro.
In coincidence, I think not. But there you go. Maybe it's a Ducks tweet. Could have been a Ducks tweet. You never know.
Could definitely have been.
617-779-7937. That's how you dial up WEEI Afternoons. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Tet for a little bit, teeny tiny bit, leading into Red Sox pregame today. But they come your way at 2 o'clock. We'll get you the clip du jour. And it's time for Grab Bag.
Yo, 1:30. You know the vibe. It's Jones and Keith on WEEI. Grab Bag. Grab Bag. Drops and stingers making you laugh. Grab Bag. Grab Bag. Every weekday, 1:30 on the staff. Adam Jones with the hot take flame. Rich Keefe in the cut playing the game. Billy on the board, Nick spinning the sound. It's the funniest segment that's running in town. Devers watch all the Sox first place. Jones breaks it down with that stone cold face. Sick brags flying, Keefe calls them out. Grab bags, the anthem, no room for doubt. Grab bag, grab bag.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference. It can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's time for Grab Bag. It's time for Grab Bag.
Oh, it certainly is time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keith WEEI. Yeah, Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And I'll tell you what, Jones, Red Sox are going for the sweep this afternoon against the Sacramento Athletics. It is a 3:35 first pitch. That means a 2:25 pregame right here on WEEI. We did not wear the mustaches today, but it is a Peyton Tolley day.
Yeah, no mustaches. If you're listening and not watching on Twitch, we're just letting you know we didn't sport the mustaches today. Is that because Tolley had a not as strong of a start in start number two, or was it just?
Well, it turns out
we would need a whole mustache budget if we were going to be doing that for every start.
They were one and done.
Yeah,
they were the stickiness even by the end of the. The show was poor.
Well, yours was
the second show.
Yours was dropping right off your face.
Flew off right during Grab Bag, I think.
Yeah. I stuck mine on my little cubby down there. It's still on there. So the adhesive so the adhesive is still working, yeah.
Yeah, but he also didn't pitch great.
No.
If he had back-to-back good starts, then maybe we're rocking the mustache
again. We might start needing, we've gotten ahead of ourselves with the Dustin May Halloween costume, perhaps the Tolley mustaches as well.
You want to go as Connolly early?
Yeah, a little hair flopping out of the back. It's all the same idea.
It's hard to have a lot of confidence saying Connolly early because there's no way that's really his name. You're like, Connolly Early.
Yeah.
I don't know. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't sit right.
Nah. He needs a nickname. A nickname for Connolly is what I mean. There's nothing.
Con Man. Here he is, the Con Man.
The Con Man Early.
Looks like he got out early.
I conned early.
Well.
Don't say. No, not that.
No.
I'm going to
You could punch up that T-shirt a little bit. It'd be a nice little shirt. But yeah, today we have the Sox and the A's, and the lineup is out, John.
Lineup's out. Lineup is out.
Oh, it's out.
It doesn't happen a lot for us, but the lineup is out.
All right, great.
Jaron Duran in left field leading off. Alex Bregman at third base.
Oh, wow, he's in there.
At the hot corner, batting second. At the other hot corner, Nathaniel Lowe.
Lowe Vaughn. They got him in there. Vaughn. Nice, good.
The shortstop on 30-30 watch, Trevor Story.
Yeah, you starting to believe in him?
Batting fifth. The designated hitter and slap hitter, Masataka Yoshida.
The leadoff experiment didn't last long with him.
Batting sixth in right field, Nick Sogard.
Oh, he's from Sacramento, so that's important to get him in.
Revenge game.
Yeah, get back.
Batting seventh, the second baseman, David Hamilton.
Well, Hammy's in there.
Yeah, they put that in the theaters.
Oh.
They took the play, put it right on theaters.
Nice.
About David Hamilton.
Yeah.
And his contributions to the big league club.
Yeah, well, Romy's hurt, too, so you got to get him in.
Batting eighth in center field, Nate Eaton.
Like that.
And batting ninth, your catcher, Connor Wong. No joke, the worst line that they could probably put out. 5-9 is Yoshida, Sogard, Hamilton, Eaton, Wong.
Yeah.
Eaton, Wong.
Eaton, Wong. Is
Eaton, Wong.
We're all in on the joke there, Cora. Touche to you.
Well, the only reason he did it.
Well, Timmy's like, hey guys, they're going to have to say this when they announce the lineup.
What's your record in the Eaton Wong games? We'll find out.
Yeah.
It starts out really good. Duran Bregman.
Yeah.
Kind of falls off a cliff. Story, though, good. Story's having a good year.
Yeah.
And then, holy smokes, good luck to Peyton Tolley. He'll be going up against the immortal Mason Barnett.
Okay, must be a righty with Eaton in there.
Mason Barnett, and according to ESPN,
yeah,
he is 6 feet tall, 218 pounds, 24 years old, right-handed pitcher, wearing number 63, unspecified position, it says.
Regular guy of the week. That's not Haas. That's regular guy of the week, maybe.
Oh, yes, average height, average build.
The whole thing. Speaking of Eaton Wong, you took down a...
Is our corn dog expert coming in? Do we have him lined up?
Corn dog corner. You took down Dan Ball in week one of fantasy football.
Yep, right. Took down the ball busters.
And you see Dan Ball's take that Connor Wong is actually the sneaky MVP of the Red Sox.
How, maybe too sneaky, though.
Yeah, well, it's real
for
sneaky.
For fixing Aroldis Chapman?
He fixed Aroldis Chapman,
right?
And Crochet, and he's Bayo's personal catcher.
Oh, yeah.
So
something there.
It's real sneaky.
It was an epiphany that Aroldis Chapman was like, I should throw my fastball somewhere specific, not
so
just
maybe,
at somebody.
So Cora, as far as coach of the year is concerned, Cora is on the hot seat. There's some other guys.
Yeah.
Vasquez, they have a winning record with, right?
Yeah, Vasquez, now, he's below, and now probably...
They keep saying Rob Refsnyder's going to be a great manager someday.
And didn't Bregman fix something, too? Bregman...
Yeah, Bregman fixed Anthony. He listened to Fitzy.
Correct.
And then he reported back to Anthony. He's like, hey, bro.
Sneaky MVP.
And he, like, fixed the bullpen or something.
Change
like
your
that.
Swing. Oh. Yeah. They call me Hell. They call me Stacy.
They call me Hell. They call me... Grab bag. That's not my name.
Good news for Kyle Harrison fans out there. He has been called up. Kyle Harrison available. Well, hold on.
He's not starting.
No. But he is available out of the bullpen if you guys are looking for Kyle Harrison.
Look, there are dozens of us when it comes to Kyle Harrison fans.
There are dozens!
I can't wait for him in bulk after Peyton Tolley today. I'm very, very excited for his Red Sox debut.
Grab bag, and another grab bag, get from your grab bag.
The NBA is investigating Malik Beasley over gambling, one of many NBA players who are in the throes of this.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, the NBA is conducting its own investigation into gambling allegations against Malik Beasley.
I thought he was like let off the hook for this a couple of weeks
ago. Well, they're looking into it. Yeah, he's still a free agent, so he's available in all formats.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he...
I thought he was clean. Mm-hmm. This is what MLB needs to do with Ohtani. They initially found him innocent, and then it's like, no, let's reinvestigate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it says the investigation stems from allegations of improper gambling on NBA games and prop bets from the 23-24 season when Beasley was with the Milwaukee Bucks.
Okay.
So, yeah. I got to get my Larry How prevalent do you think this is? We've heard of a bunch of guys.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.
Wasn't Terry Rozier under investigation?
Terry Rozier was?
Yep.
Jontay Porter, Michael Porter's brother, was sort of like the face of it.
Yeah.
Just well, he's in jail now,
and
right?
Just Jontay. Definitely not Michael.
No, nobody else.
Yeah, no, just him.
It's like Tim Donaghy, the only ref, of course, working alone. Nobody else is involved. Please move away.
I was glancing ahead in the grab bag. I didn't see this in there. The latest allegations against Kawhi are that he also was requesting no-show jobs in Toronto when they were trying to re-sign him that offseason. So that's not gambling and prop bets, but that is cap circumvention, and it sounds circumvention, rather. And it sounds like they are, meaning Ballmer and the Clippers, in a little more hot water.
You know what would be just a good documentary would be Kawhi Leonard's uncle.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Dennis. Uncle Dennis. Yeah. There's a lot going on there with Uncle Dennis.
Yeah.
I'd check
the Kawhi prop bets or Uncle Dennis's bets. I'd dig into that.
Who knows with Kawhi? But, yeah, no, that's a good story, too.
Grab bag.
Anthony Rizzo is going to retire from baseball as a Cub. Yeah, I guess he's going to go back to the Cubs and decide to hang it up. So, Jones, I'll ask you, is Anthony Rizzo a Hall of Famer?
No.
Huh?
No. Now,
let me give you the resume.
We're small hall guys.
We are notoriously small hall guys. Three-time All-Star.
Yeah.
Four-time Gold Glover.
All right.
Silver Slugger. A Platinum Glove.
Wow.
And a World Series winner.
They gave a Platinum Glove to a first baseman?
Yeah. Yep. He won the Platinum Glove.
That's stupid. What was the last thing you said? I got hung up on Platinum Glove.
Won a World Series.
Oh, yeah. World Series
won
winner.
The Clemente Award for humanitarian.
Oh, that's good.
Nism. He was able to belt 30 home runs in 1, 2, 3, 4 consecutive seasons.
What?
And did it again later on with the Yankees.
Oh, good.
What if I told you he had 303 career home runs?
It sounds like Anthony Rizzo. We're going to guess Anthony Rizzo.
Anthony Rizzo. He's, yeah,
Red ball player of the day.
Lefty.
Anthony
lefty
Rizzo.
Stick. He's a good player.
The Rizzinator.
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. So you're a no on.
I'm out. You didn't answer, though.
I'm keeping him out. Sadly, I'm keeping him out.
Grab him back. It's easy because your bag's beautiful.
Nice.
And every time I go back, yours is the bag I grab. Grab back. Grab back. Grab back.
Sing it.
Do-do-do-do-do. Grab back.
This just into the news desk, Jones. Connolly Early.
Yeah.
His real.
The con man.
His legal first name is Todd.
Todd?
Todd.
Todd Early?
Todd Early.
See, he's a Todd Early. Like, Brable was a Todd late today.
He was a Todd late.
Yeah,
he's a Todd Early.
Yeah, he's a Todd Early. Which, you know, who among us has been?
So his legal name.
Yeah, Todd.
Is, what is Todd short for?
Todrick.
Todrick?
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah. Todd-a-thin?
What Todd? Todd-a-thin. Yeah.
Tottery?
Yeah. The Tottery Barn. Yeah.
His name is, his legal name is Todd Connolly McNeil Early.
Oh, McNeil Early. Yeah. That's something. Bill McNeil from
that's
News Radio.
That's too many names.
Yeah.
It's a lot of names.
A lot of names, yeah.
And he's like, out of all of that, I'm going to land on Connolly Early. God bless him, though. 11 Ks in his debut.
Yeah.
Nothing to sneeze at, but thanks for the...
Good work out there, Todd.
Thanks for the info desk. We appreciate that.
Grab bag on Jones and Keefe.
The New York Jets cut Xavier Gipson.
Oh.
Just a couple days after he had a big fumble in their the game against the Steelers. They're like, you're not going to do that again.
Tough.
We'll see you later.
You're out of here, Buster.
Well, it's not show friends, Jones.
Nope.
Of course, it is show business.
I'm trying to use the
grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
No.
Well, taking a look at what the Giants did yesterday. They did get a win, 5-3 over the Snakes. Rafael Devers went 0-3 with three Ks.
But didn't contribute to the win.
Oh, walked, scored a run.
Well,
came around to score. But
not much of a contribution.
No, 0-3, three Ks. But he got a W.
You know how far out they are of the wild card?
They're kind of getting close.
Two games? That's close.
Oh, boy. They're in it.
They're kind of in it.
They're in it.
I mean, they're in it. They're not kind of in it. They're in it.
Yeah, the Mets lost again. The Mets have lost four straight games.
Yeah, now the Giants are 74-71. They're still seven games below 500 with Devers, but they're starting to rack up some wins. So, yeah watch that.
Grab bag.
All right, let's get to... Oh, we have a Hogdale call.
Oh!
I think we have a Hogdale call, right, Nick?
We must.
Yeah, we must have a Hogdale call. Computer's frozen. Can you play it, Nick? It's frozen
Hold on,
solid.
I'm not in your folder. Hold on.
This thing's frozen solid.
Not in your folder.
Internet.
Right.
The internet.
Nice, Billy. Billy's giving a big head nod.
Get all up in them folders. 1-2 pitch. Swung on Rob. That's a no-doner! Get the f*** out! The lefty boogeyman! He torments yet another one! Let's go! 4-0 lead! The A's have yet to record a single out! Hilarious! Let's go!
It was a hot start. Hot start. Great call on the Ref Snyder homer there.
Yeah, I shut it off shortly.
4-0.
Yeah,
early dealing. Yeah, what's he do early?
What do you have? 460? 463?
Oh, that was a
out!
Yeah, please.
I think that was the official.
Get out of there. That was me in my living room last night. Yeah.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag.
Let's all go to the
grab bag
to get ourselves a treat.
All right, let's find out who the best baseball performer was from Tuesday, September 9th. Jones, was it Teoscar Hernandez, 3-for-4, 2 home runs?
Mm.
Was it Parker Meadows, 3-for-5, a home run, 3 RBI? Was it former Sox prospect Yoan Moncada, 2-for-4, home run, 3 RBI, 3 runs scored?
Where's he even playing?
The Angels.
Oh.
Was it Pete Crow Armstrong?
Ooh.
1-for-2, 2 RBI, run scored, 2 steals.
Swipes. Oh, I like that. Okay.
Was it Joey Cantillo, 8 scoreless, 5 strikeouts?
No.
Or was it Ranger Suarez, 6 scoreless, 12 Ks?
Ooh, that's pretty nice. Mm. What was my first? Who's the first option
again? Teoscar.
Yeah, well, let's go Teoscar. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we have a former A, Blue Jay, Tiger, Indian, Giant, Pirate, Met, Red Sox.
I didn't hear an apology in there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I dropped a hard one there. Yeah. He was an outfielder.
Okay.
Righty stick, righty arm. 0-time All-Star.
No, this is not Ricky Henderson. Okay.
No. Well, no, not Ricky Henderson, but a guy who would steal you a bag.
Oh.
Had a 50 steal season, multiple 40 steal seasons, including one of those years he led the league.
Eric Young.
In steals. No, not Eric Young.
Eric Burns.
Not no. Eric. Not an Eric.
Damn it.
I'm going to eliminate all Erics.
Okay. All right.
Jed Lowry?
Not Jed Lowry. Swiping 50 bags?
He might have. I don't know.
Not Jed Lowry.
He did play for the Red Sox.
Local guy.
What year in Boston?
A good question, Bill. 2017. So he started his career in 06, ended in 2019. A newer player. A 415 career steals.
Wow. Outfielder swiping bags like you read about.
Yep.
Where did he steal the 50? In Oakland?
50 swipes was with Oakland. Yes. Yes. Had some good years with Toronto stealing bags. Cleveland, he had 43. Detroit, he had a...
Not Scotty Pods, not Podsednik.
No.
But Podsednik was here briefly.
Yeah, but I think he hit lefty, though, didn't he?
Oh, maybe.
I want to say he did.
I just remember him running the bases. I don't remember
this guy was a righty, righty, righty.
Okay.
And, yeah, did not know he's a New England guy.
Okay.
How about that? What else can I give you? 262 career hitter. He also, in his bank right now, $32.9 million.
Wasn't hitting bombs.
From playing baseball.
Wasn't hitting bombs, right?
No. God,
Do I have
no.
a nickname?
Yeah, but it's just kind of short for his first name, so.
I'm looking. I don't think Twitch chat has it.
Yeah.
Does the text line? Oh, text line definitely has it. Raji Davis.
He got it.
Yeah.
Red Sox win.
He's local?
Yeah, Connecticut, if you want to count it.
Eh.
Yeah, he went to New London High School in New London, Connecticut. Also went to UConn.
I don't remember him here.
Oh, no, UConn at Avery Point. What is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember him here either. He wasn't here long. He only played 17 games
for the Sox.
I feel
like he had a grand slam or something in the playoffs, didn't he?
For the Sox?
Ooh.
I thought so. Oh, no, maybe it was the World Series run with the Indians. Sorry.
Yeah, could have been. Yeah, jeez, Nick. Yeah, he was on the 2016 Cleveland baseball team.
I think
team.
He had a grand slam in like the World Series or something.
I think you might be right. He has, in 15 games, he had one home run, four RBI. So it very well could have been
that. Rodney Davis made some cash. I can't believe he made that much money.
Stole a lot of bags. Well, stole a lot of money, maybe.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe. Rodney Davis, though.
Yeah.
40 consecutive years.
Oh, yeah, he was swiping bags. He was 41, getting fantasy for that
50,
purpose.
34,
yeah.
46, 45, 36, 18, and then 43. That guy was just wheeling around the bases.
Stealing them.
Okay.
Stealing bags.
It's a random ball player each and every day here on Jones Inc. We've been a touch cold. We've been cool. People were yelling at us about Brandon Moss yesterday.
That's true.
I'm assuming I'm about to get yelled at about this one. This one I feel like I should have got. I don't remember with the Red Sox. Still should have got it.
Uh-huh.
So there you go. That is your random ball player each and every day. In the grab bag. Stay tuned. We'll get you to WEEI Afternoons. Brief run for them into Red Sox pregame today. Afternoon baseball on WEEI a little after 3:30. Pregame starts a little after 2:30, and we'll get you the clip du jour next.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he is here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, back here on Jones and Keith WEEI. It is time now for our clip du jour. Jones, are you ready for that?
Oh, sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour again?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And obviously, it being a Wednesday, it was Would You Rather Wednesday.
What else do we have here, Billy?
All right, let's get back on track.
Would you rather find someone living in your crawl space or find a snake in your basement?
I want to hear Keith's answer
first. Let's get back on track. I'd rather find a person in my crawl space than a snake in the basement.
That's such a wild...
I'd have to burn the house down if there's a snake in the basement.
That's such a foolish answer.
It would be terrifying without a snake in the basement, because then you're like, what are the chances there's only one? Now I got problems with the foundation.
Keith is knocking on the... In the crawl space, asking the guy for TV recs.
He's what are you watching?
What are you like?
Can you watch the kid while I'm gone?
Can you get off of Netflix? I want to watch something.
You know what, though? That's not
built-in babysitter.
Not a bad point.
Can you let the dog out?
You're
here.
Katie and I want to go to dinner. Man in the crawl space. If you could just keep if you hear anything from the kids.
Yeah. They should be asleep, but they probably won't be, so just put them back to bed.
You know what? Now that you say this, good point.
Built-in babysitter or a freaking snake in the basement? Yeah, this one's not even close. Snake in the basement's terrifying.
Does the kind of snake... matter? I understand.
Does the kind of guy the crawl space matter?
Yeah, it does.
Like a meth head. I don't want that guy in there.
Mike McDaniels in the crawl space.
What should I call him? I'm playing my college football video game. What should I call on this one, Mike? Mike, you want to call my offense?
That'd be a blast.
That one's easy.
All right. I also think that one's easy. What's the last one, Bill?
Would you rather have a corn dog or a candy apple?
Apple's a nightmare.
Sometimes I don't know where these questions come from. What is the purpose of this question?
Oh, I think it's like fair season. There's like fairs coming up. Yeah, there's different fairs. These are fair foods, right, Bill?
Yeah, I'm not going to argue it.
Yeah.
I don't question the questions.
I think a candy apple.
It's a good way to go about it.
You know what?
You're supposed to answer the questions,
Jones. It's a good rule of
thumb.
Question
the questions.
Billy, it's a good rule of thumb. You don't question the questions.
We ended up on corn dog, I think, unanimous. Candy apples just tough on the teeth.
Ooh, we forgot the corn dog corner.
We've seen that this week.
That's on the chopping block for
today.
Is intern
Abe in all week?
I think so.
Did you get a schedule?
Thumbs up. Yeah, thumbs up back there.
Thumbs up.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's listening. That's good.
Two corn dogs up back there. He's in. Yeah.
So the corn dog scale. Yeah, we'll get to the bottom of that. Maybe this Friday.
Everything we ask him for a take is on a corn dog scale.
Corn dog scale.
Yeah.
Maybe corn dogs up. He's like, guys, I don't want to do this.
We got a lot of scales on the show all of a sudden.
I don't want to do this. Well.
All right. That'll do it for us. You got Red Sox baseball today. Some day baseball
day
today.
Day baseball.
A Peyton Tolley day.
Not only are they going for a sweep.
Yeah.
They're going for a series shutout of the A's.
Yeah.
Which, to the best of our knowledge, has probably been done, but we're not entirely sure.
We kind of gave up on the full research. We tried for
dug in a little bit. It hasn't happened recently.
No, we haven't. We haven't found an answer to that yet.
No.
But I probably, at some point, I'd imagine.
Big Peyton Tolley bounce back
happened.
Game.
Yeah, well.
I'm calling it.
Big Kyle Harrison bulk game, maybe?
No, I don't want that.
Maybe, though.
No, you don't need a bulk game if Tolley goes seven.
But he might be capped out at like five. He's pitching on regular rest, Keith.
Yeah, that's a good
point.
He
doesn't do that.
Yeah, regular rest is tough.
So day baseball today on WEEI. You got a quick look at WEEI Afternoons with Hart and Fitzy and Ted. So stay tuned for it. We are back tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got Bradfoe. We'll go on the clock at high noon. We'll also have a key for madness for you.
Yes.
At 12:45. We'll talk to you then.
Thank you, guys. That was fun.
670 The Score's Mullin Haw is where Chicago starts their day with Bears Talk from 5:30 till 10 a.m.
For Ben Johnson, coaching Caleb Williams, you formulate what you want to do into what he can do.
They got the guy who can scheme guys open, who will make a difference, that can get people to think that they're better than they are. Ben Johnson schematically makes you think the Bears will be better as long as he's here.
If you missed it live, listen to The Score's Mullin Haw Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.